new Mongolian Grill. Nice vegan.
Hello? Is this the Mongolian Grill?
It is the Mongolian Grill.
Alright, okay, I got a bone to pick with you guys. I come into your restaurant, and I order a meal, and I sit down and eat it, and I pay for it, and I leave. When I was driving home, I realized something. You motherfuckers stole my shitty beef and my shitty chicken. You fucking stole from me, you fucking Mongolians. What the fuck is your problem?
Well, this sounds a little unprofessional and not real. If it is real, you can definitely come in and speak with anyone.
Let me talk to your manager, sir, please.
Not swear at us.
Hello?
Over the phone.
Let me talk to your manager, sir.
I am the manager.
Well, you fucking Mongolians, you steal my shitty beef and my shitty chicken. I fucking hate you, you fucking Mongolians.
Sir, I can't understand what you're saying. To me, it sounds like we stole your cheese and your shitty chicken. You need to make it a little clearer because I can't make
it. I said you stole my shitty beef and my shitty chicken from a Chinese walk restaurant down the street on Beacon Street, you motherfuckers.
Oh, so we're stealing your chicken from down the street?
Yes, you steal my shitty beef and my shitty chicken. I bend up a wall and you come and climb over it and steal all my beef and all my chicken.
How do we do that, dude?
You come in on horses and threaten to kill everyone inside, and you take our beef and chicken. You take the recipe and you make it on your own. You steal it all.
But how is that harming your business?
It steals it because they go to big, nice, fancy restaurant and send me down to my little walk.
Dude, our business has been here for like 11 years. How long have you
I've been here
business?
For 20 years, asshole.
Are you stealing our business? Or are we stealing
here longer than you, buddy. I come over on a boat. I come on over a little boat. No longer than my apartment. My studio apartment.
Are you also calling all the other chains in Toronto and London and New York and Las Vegas?
No, it's just you assholes. Give me my shitty beef, my chicken. No, motherfucker. You listen to me.
Or just Mongolian Grill is the one that's harming everything for you.
You fucking up my restaurant and I hate you so much, you fucking Mongolians. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to your restaurant.
Have we been screwing up your business for 11 years, sir?
You've been fucking up forever. I hate you, Mongolians. You steal everything. First you come in and you steal my shitty beef, my shitty chicken. Then you go down and steal other restaurants' food. I know how you work. You Mongolians. You fuck around. You don't fuck around.
Honestly, man, I'm almost 100% sure this is a fake call. But again, if you are a
You fucking
man,
asshole. This isn't funny. You think I'm joking? You think I'm joking?
Speak to somebody like a man.
You think I'm joking? Oh, call me a man. I'm fucking handicapped. How am I supposed to come down there? What do you want me to do? Crawl over there? Huh? You funny.
Then write us a letter.
Oh, right. Oh, you told me to roll over there. Oh, you're a comedian. Oh, you're a real comedian. Tell me to roll over. Oh, you funny.
What am I doing?
Oh, you real funny. Oh, you laugh at this. You think this is funny. This is no joke. You come in and you just fuck everything up. I hate you so much.
It is a joke. The way you're dealing with the situation, sir, is a joke.
You tell me to roll down there.
Not the shitty chicken or my shitty chicken or your shitty chicken, which is you're the one calling it the shitty chicken, okay? Whether it is or not. The shitty part is the way that you're dealing with the situation, dude.
You told me to roll down the street. I'm handicapped. What you think that's funny?
I didn't tell you to roll down
you
the street.
Did.
Sure
you said roll down the street.
They're
not funny. I am handicapped.
So
you know how I lost my legs? I lost my legs fighting Mongolians like you in Vietnam.
Again.
I said I lost my legs in Vietnam. You think that's funny? You think that, oh, that's funny. It's not funny.
I didn't say that it was funny,
yes,
man.
You did. You just said it was very funny, and it was not funny.
Honestly, you know what, dude?
I'm not your dude. I'm older than you. I've been around for 60 years. You won't call me dude. You call me sir.
No, I'm not calling you sir. You don't speak to me like that and try to get that shit out of me, man.
What are you one of those marijuana smokers? Is that what you do? You can say
what's
dude
that?
All the time. Is that what you do, huh?
What's that?
I said that you're one of those...
Say that a little clearer.
Marijuana smokers, you say dude all the time? Are you what they call it, a bruh?
Hey, you're living in fucking Canada, speak fucking Canadian. Are you gonna call me and talk shit? Speak fucking Canadian. I can't fucking hear you.
I can't hear you, but you're like all dude in the bruh. I can't understand what you're barely saying.
It's because you're in fucking Canada. If you want to speak your tongue, go the fuck home.
I am home. What are you talking about?
No, you're not. You came over on a fucking boat, you told me.
Yeah, I did. Oh, so what? Oh, you can't be my country, too?
Where you came from the boat the first time.
Oh, where'd you come from? Where do you think you come from? Ruin your fucking history. Where were the original settlers from, huh?
I was born in Canada. I didn't come
over. Yeah, where'd your ancestor come from? They to America. Oh, they helped found Canada.
Alright, man. Any businessman would not waste their time with this shit, just like I'm not gonna waste it anymore. Peace.
Okay, bro. Peace out. Fuck you.
Nice.